When entrepreneur John Fahan took over his father's pumping business near Blair, restaurant owners called him to get rid of their used cooking oil. Fahan says he knew there should be a way to recycle it, but gas prices weren't what they are now, and it wasn't feasible. Things have changed. Now Fahan has built his own facility to clean the used oil. He's even had his pumping truck converted to run on vegetable oil.
You know, fuel costs for my pumping business, vegetable oil was the way to go for me, because I was getting the stuff. Restaurants were happy to be getting paid for it now, otherwise just getting cheaper services by me, and all my customers were actually able to benefit from the restaurants. So they owe the restaurants a lot of money because all my customers have saved money because of the restaurants.
But that's not all Fahan plans. In a shop attached to his car wash at Blair, which by the way is heated by burning vegetable oil, Fahan will also convert diesel engine vehicles to burn vegetable oil, and he'll have a place for vehicle owners to fill up as well.
The boiler system, the floor heat, all that is tapped into the whole in-floor heat system during the winter. Will be heated, these tanks will be all heated, and the in-floor heat system will be heated 100% on vegetable oil. Now, this coming in September, we're going to do hydronic heating, and we're going to actually heat this shop.
Fahan has several tanks used to heat, filter, and clean the oil.
What we normally do is have just about that much oil going.
And then you just leave that back to your
supply. And that's applied into the supply. So I've extracted all the air. Now, in all our...
After Fahan produces the spent oil, it's ready to use in burners produced by Innovate, the brainchild of La Crosse inventor Harry Faust, who built his first vegetable oil-fired heater in 1987.
This preheats the oil. They're taking the oil out of the tank. There's a preheater in this burner that'll heat that oil up to a temperature. It won't burn at cold temperature. So we have to heat it up to about 180 degrees, and then it's ignited.
Faust has a new invention, a burner fast food restaurants can use. It runs on natural gas and vegetable oil. Faust says that way, if something goes wrong, natural gas is always there as a backup. Meanwhile, Fahan wants to see standards created for vegetable oil used as fuel. He has a special process to create clean-burning vegetable oil for diesels and figures with road tax included to sell it at about $2.38 a gallon. And Fahan says he has even bigger plans. He'll pick up vegetable oil from a manufacturer and deliver it to restaurants at a cheaper price than they get now. Then he'll pick up the used oil at the end of the month and drop off fresh.
We are going to show up every month, pick up their oil, and drop off their month's supply of oil in these cubies. They're all sanitary. We're working with the health department, make sure we're not going to break any codes, which are not, no problems with it. All we need is a warehousing permit, which we're working on, and we can just drop off a month's supply of oil, and we can sell it to them a lot less than these other guys because we want it as the end product.
Fahan and partner Tavi McMahon announced the opening of their new business, Cooley Region Biofuels, in Blair on Wednesday. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.